أهل السنة والجماعة ميديا presents
The Day of Judgment by Bilal Asad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم وأبارك على سيدي وحبيبي وقائد محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على نهجه إلى يوم الدين. وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء الأئمة الحنفاء أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وارض اللهم عن البقية العشرة وأهل الشجرة ومن سار على نهجهم إلى يوم الدين. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the Muslims, the brothers and the sisters who are sitting here with us tonight, for all those around the world, to relieve them from every distress, from any hunger, from every poverty. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give victory to those Muslims who are fighting in the cause of Allah in defense of Islam, and to unite the Muslim Ummah wherever they may be, starting from our families, beginning from our own blood brothers, from our own community. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist the Mujahideen wherever they are, in all the countries of the world where they are fighting to uplift the flag of La ilaha illallah, and to return back the lands of the Muslims that have been taken away from the Muslims. And also Masjid al-Aqsa, Masr al-Habibi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And I say, Allahumma dhullal shirka wal mushrikeen wa a'li bi fadlika kalimatay al-haqq wal deen. My brothers and my sisters, after a short month of Ramadan, really, and we miss Ramadan so much, for it's like a daughter or a son which we have just lost. This year, Ramadan passed very quickly, and I think all of us will agree to that. It passed so quick. I don't think I've lived a month which was as fast or as quick as this month, which could be also one of the signs of the last hour, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated to us, عن تقارب الزمان, when time becomes shorter. And this was a month giving us an opportunity to repent to Allah and to remember Allah. And he passed so quickly. After that month, of course, we weren't having much lessons. Now we return, and I would like to begin by a topic which always affects me. And whoever is not affected by this topic, then there is something wrong with their iman. You'd have to revise your iman. It is a topic which throughout the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala references to it in order to put in our hearts fear and faith and hope at the same time. It is the topic of the hereafter, the Day of Judgment. The Day of Judgment. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, He did not create us for a foolish purpose. He created us for a reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, to test you, which of you will do the best in their actions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the Qur'an explains to us that we will be asked about everything. وَكُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ مُسْتَطَرٍ, every small and big thing which you do, مُسْتَطَرٍ, it is written, indicted, preserved in tablets, in a record, in a book, which only Allah knows what it looks like. وَكُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ مُسْتَطَرٍ, it has been written out in a book, every small and big thing, and everything you will be asked about on the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us with a mind to think with, and with these five senses which we have, in order to use them to see which of us will worship Allah, and based upon them Allah will ask us and will judge us about everything. What we did, what we did not do, what we used our bodies for, what we used our eyes for, what we used our ears for, our touch for, our sense of smell for, our minds for, how we treated our children, how we treated our wives, how our wives treated their husbands and their children, how we treated our parents, how we treated our teachers, how we treated ourselves, how we treated our neighbors, how we treated the orphans, how we treated the poor people, how we assisted those who were calling out the mustadhafeen, who are weak on the land. Everything. Everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in fact says in the Quran, He says about the mujrimeen, about those who wrong themselves, on the Day of Judgment, their books will be placed in front of them. And they will say, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. What is with this book? It has never left out a single atom's worth, small or big, except they preserved it.
وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا.
And they found everything in front of them. حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. And Allah will never oppress or victimize any single person. So what we will see on that day is the absolute justice of Allah. And He will reward you or punish you depending upon what your book says and your deeds. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to constantly warn us about the hereafter, remind us about death, and remind us about Judgment Day. In fact, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu followed the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Judge yourselves before you are judged on the Day of Judgment, until he brought a book like a diary. And he would write everything he did in the day. At the end of the night, he would grab this book, and he would start reading it. Every time he passed a good deed which he has done, it would praise Allah, Alhamdulillah. And when he passed something bad which he has done, Ya Tura, what is a bad thing that Umar ibn al-Khattab would have done? It'd be something to us which is absolutely insignificant, but to him it was like a mountain that was placed on his head. Just like what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, a mu'min, a believer, when he does a bad deed, it is like a mountain which is right above him, about to fall on him. As for a kafir, or a non-practicing Muslim, he sees a bad deed, even a major sin, like a fly, an annoying fly which is flying around his head. And he just goes like this with his hands. So Umar ibn al-Khattab, when he passed the bad deed, he'd begin to cry. And he would begin to cry more until the neighbors would come and circulate around his house. And he would say to him, Ya Umar, yarhamuk Allah, ma yubkik, hatta nabki ma'ak. What is making you cry so that we may cry with you? And Umar ibn al-Khattab would respond this way by saying, Ya layta umma Umar ma waladat Umar. I wish that the mother of Umar never gave birth to Umar. Not because he was depressed from life, not because he lived in a life of poverty. Like one of us, we become depressed and we wish that we were never born because we are poor, for example. Or we can't get the job that we want. La, la, la. He was depressed because what he is supposed to say to Allah when he meets him? And he would cry so much until they would find that he had a mark of the mark of the two tears that drop from his eyes. When you look at him, he had white marks. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first of all, advises us to his ummah, the beloved merciful one to his ummah. He says to us, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُ. Judge yourselves now, before you are judged by Allah. And the way that you judge yourselves, you can use Umar ibn al-Khattab's method, or you can use your own method. But make sure that at the end of each day, you judge yourselves. Think about what you have done. In your five daily prayers, which is even better. Because then you will cry in your prayer, and you'll ask Allah to forgive you, and in your prostration, Allah will forgive you. Judge yourselves before you are judged on the hereafter. Because now, you are drinking water. On the Day of Judgment, you may not be drinking. Now, you have shade. On the Day of Judgment, you may not have shade. Now, you are able to sleep. On the Day of Judgment, you may not be able to sleep. Now, you are comfortable. On the Day of Judgment, you will not be comfortable, maybe. Now you have a second chance and a third chance. On the Day of Judgment, there are no more chances. Qudi al-amr. The matter is complete on the Day of Judgment, my dear brothers and sisters. The way that the Day of Judgment occurs, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, and as Allah explains through the Quran, I will try and take you through steps as close as I can, in order, as I have researched and understood the Day of Judgment to be, the way that it will follow each other. And of course, again, there could be people who are sitting here today who can take my place and deliver a better speech than I could. But I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I always do, to make us as a means, to make me as a means to deliver this da'wah and to use me. Or maybe this on the Day of Judgment they will bear witness for. Ameen. Who can tell me when the last hour will come? Who can tell me when the last hour is? Does anyone know? Allah knows. But I see that people are waiting until they see the sun rise from where it sets. Or they are waiting until the Dajjal comes out, or until the Mahdi comes out. They are waiting for that. لا يا أخي. That's not how you should be waiting for the last hour. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَن مَاتَ فَقَدْ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُ. Whoever dies, then his last hour has come. So it is death which is your last hour, not the Dajjal, not when the sun rises from where it sets. La. The last hour for every person, the Qiyamah, is when you die. And you don't know when you are going to die. So therefore you are always preparing for your grave. And that is your last hour. مَن مَاتَ فَقَدْ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever dies, his last hour has come. So that's what you must be preparing for. Not preparing to meet the Dajjal. Wasting your time in finding out what are the signs of the last hour. Spending nights and days and talking about them. When you could die tomorrow. When that time comes, you can deal with it. Learn the basics. But you should be preparing for your grave. But however, the last hour which we are talking about here, other than the death, is the last hour of the universe. For the Day of Judgment will never occur until the whole, everything that is destined to die has died. For before that, we are all gathered in our graves. And we are judged in our graves before the big judgment. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالْقُبُورِ هِيَ أَوَّلُ مَنَازِلِ الْآخِرَةِ. The graves are the first, or the introduction of the hereafter. They're the first places that you visit before the hereafter. إِنْ كَانَتْ خَيْرٍ. If it is good, فَمَا بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٍ. Whatever comes after that will be even better. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ شَرٍ. فَمَا بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ أَشَرٍ. If it is bad in your grave, then whatever comes after that will be even worse. This is why the mu'min, when he is in his grave, and he sees when the angels come to him, and they open up a door on his left, and they tell him, look at hellfire. And he sees this image which scares him and frightens him. And then they said, this is your place. If you had disobeyed Allah. So then they close it, and then they open a door from the right. And they say, this is now your place because you have worshipped Allah. Or that is the best news that he would ever get. Until he says, Ya Rabbi Aqim Issa'ah. Oh my Lord, bring the last hour now. Now let the last hour come. As for the kafir, as for the mujrim, or the person who abandoned his prayer, or the person who abandoned their compulsory acts of the religion. Now, even a Muslim who abandons the compulsory acts. And I will give you evidence inshaAllah soon. Then a place will be opened on his right, and he will see paradise. And they will say to him, this is your place. He becomes happy. But then they close it and they say, if you had worshipped Allah in the rightful manner. So then they open a place in his left and he sees his place in hellfire. And they say, this is now your position. Or this is the worst news that he would ever receive. Until he says, Ya Rabbi la taqim issa'ah. Oh my Lord, don't let the last hour come. Ya Rabbi la taqim issa'ah. Don't let the last hour come. But then the last hour will come eventually for both. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the angel of death. It's now towards the end now. After all the signs of the last hour have already been completed. He says to Malak al-Mawt, Ya Malak al-Mawt. Or first of all, he says to Israfil. Israfil who will blow into the trumpet. And he says to him, blow the first blow. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. The trumpet is blown into the first time, and then everyone on the face of the earth and in the sky, saiq, meaning they will all die. Except those whom Allah wills. Part of them are the angels, some of the angels. Other hadiths they explain that, or some of the scholars explain to us that they are some of the creatures that live inside of paradise. Wallahu a'lam. So everything dies except those whom Allah wills not to. As for the world, then everyone dies on it. There isn't a single creature that will stay alive on earth. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks Malak al-Mawt, and Allah knows. And he says to him, Ya Malak al-Mawt, man baqiya min al-ahya, who is left of the living? And the angel of death will say, Ya Rab, wa anta al-a'lam, lam yabqa illa ana, wa Jibreel, wa Mikael, wa Israfil, amma anta ya Allah, fa anta hayyun la tamut. Only I and Jibreel and Mikael and Israfil and yourself, Ya Allah, for you never die. We are the only ones living so far. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Jibreel, to Malak al-Maut, the angel of death, Ya Malak al-Maut, iqbud ruha Jibreel, take the soul of Jibreel out. So then the heavens and earth, they scream out and they say, Jibreel yamut, does Jibreel die? They cannot understand that. How could the messenger of the messengers die? So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calms them down and says, Ya Malak al-Maut, iqbud ruha Jibreel. So then angel of death takes the soul of Jibreel out. And Jibreel alayhi salam dies. Then he says, Ya Malak al-Maut, man baqi, who is left? And he says, I, and Israfil and Mikael, as for you, you never die, ya. So then he says, then take the soul of Israfil, of Mikael out. And then he takes the soul of Mikael. Then Israfil. Then Allah asks him, Ya Malak al-Maut, man baqi, who is left? And he says, Ya Rabbi, lam yabqa illa ana wa anta amma anta fahayun la tamut. As for you, you never die, ya. Then Allah says to him, Ya Malak al-Maut, iqbud ruha. Take your own soul out. In the hadith it states, when the angel of death takes his own soul out, it is the most painful for him. But he takes it out. And then the angel of death dies. And this is of course after the world has erupted, and the sky has come in contact with the earth, and the sun has collided with the moon, and the stars have collided with the planets. And the sky has all rolled into each other and everything's erupted. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on that day, the earth and the sky will be changed different than the earth and the sky that you see now. وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ And everyone will be displayed and taken out of their graves to be displayed in front of the one and only mighty Allah. But before that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then, in the darkness, when there is nothing existing anymore, then he begins to call out. As in the hadith al-sahih, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out and he says, أَيُّهَا الْجَبَابِرَ O those who had pride on earth, أَيُّهَا الْمُلُوكَ O kings of the world, يَا فِرْعَوْن O Pharaoh, who said that you are God, أَيُّهَا الْمُتَكَبِّرُونَ O you who had pride against my message, أَيُّهَا الْكَفَرَةُ الْفَجَرَ And he calls out to all of these people who disobeyed Allah, and he says, Aina antum? Where are you today? Aina antum? What is wrong with you that you do not respond? Hal baqaytum? Are you left? Hal ammartum? Did you live for thousands of years? And then he begins to call out, Man baqi? Man baqi? Man baqi? Who is left? Who is left? Who is left? And then he begins to praise himself and he says, Lam yabqa illa ana. Only I am left. أنا الواحد أنا القهار أنا الباقي أنا الحي الذي لا يموت أنا الأول أنا الآخر I am the beginning I am the end I am the only I am the everlasting I am the Lord of the Lords I am the God of everything I am the creator of the universe I am the King of all kings I am the Lord of the universe I am the everlasting There is no one like unto me Glory be to me جل جلالي وعظم شأني وتعالى جدي ولا إله غيري There is no other God but I. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right at that instant, at that moment, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains to us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then completes his calling out with a feeling of intense anger. An anger which will last with him until one time a moment during Judgment Day. And we will mention that. But for the time being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves with an anger. غَضَبٌ لَمْ يَغْضَبْ مِثْلَهُ قَبْلَهُ وَلَمْ يَغْضَبْ مِثْلَهُ بَعْدٍ An anger which he has never been angry like this before, nor will he ever be angry like this ever. It is the absolute wrath of Allah. The skies become afraid of him. Heaven becomes afraid of him, and hellfire becomes afraid of him, and the angels do. In many hadiths, some say that after that, we are left in our graves for 40. Allahu A'lam if they are 40 years, 40 months, 40 days, 40 centuries, Allahu A'lam. But it is an amount of 40. We stay in our graves. Everyone is dead. Nothing is living. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, He finally decrees to bring back the life of Israfil alayhi salam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ.
Remember what we mentioned in the verse in the beginning. And then it is ordered for Israfil to blow into the trumpet the first time, and then everyone in heaven and earth, they will die.
ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى. ثُمَّ,
you know what ثُمَّ means in Arabic? It means after a long period of time. We don't know when. ثُمَّ means a long period of time later on.
ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى.
Then the trumpet is blown into it a second time.
فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ.
And then behold, everyone is out of their graves, يَنْظُرُونَ, looking, observing, watching, wide open eyes. They're looking up into the sky. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that on that day,
عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ.
When they're all gathered and raised from their grave, right at that moment, everyone is conscious and aware and remembers what it has come forth with. Because you see, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that when He created Adam alayhi salam, He ordered that all his dhurriyyah, all of his offsprings, to be taken out from him. And then Allah made us all witness. Do we declare that He is only one God and that we will worship Him? And we all said, yes, we do. وَشَهِدُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِ. And then Allah returned us back. And then He created us. This is in the Quran. When we are raised on the Day of Judgment, we all know what we have come for. And the graves would have been an introduction for it.
عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ.
Every soul will know what they are standing there for. You are standing there to be judged. And every eye will be looking up into the sky.
شَاخِصَةٌ أَبْصَارُهُمْ.
As Allah describes it in the Quran. Your eyes are wide open.
شَاخِصَةٌ.
Like in terror. Looking up, Ya Allah, what's going to happen to me? Looking up into the sky. Awaiting. Waiting. But before that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explains that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates the four angels first. Then the first person that will be raised out of his grave, who knows who it is? Who is the first person that will be raised from his grave? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I will be the first who will be raised from my grave. And I will have some dust on my head. I will wipe the dust off my head. And then I will look and I will find Musa alayhi salam at the throne of Allah. Allahu a'lam if it means that Musa alayhi salam is created before him, or if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam was raised before him. As far as I know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam will be the first to be raised. And Ibrahim alayhi salam will be the first to be clothed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the first person that will be raised from his grave is I.
Thumma al-amthal,
he said, then it will be Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, then Umar, thumma al-amthal, thumma al-amthal. Then the ones closer to them in their similitude, in their similarities, and then the closest to ones after that. And we will be gathered in lines and will be gathered in groups, in certain sections. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says,
يُحْشَرُ الْمَرْءُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَعْمَنْ أَحَبُّ.
Every person will be gathered on the Day of Judgment with those whom they used to love. So if you used to love Michael Jackson, you'll be gathered with Michael Jackson. If you used to love some kind of a rock group, you'll be gathered with that rock group, or that pop group, or that heavy metal group, whatever you want to call them. You'll be gathered with them.
يُحْشَرُ الْمَرْءُ مَعْمَنْ أَحَبُّ.
If you like someone, the way that you know you love them, you look at the way that you dress, you look at the way that you speak and the way that you think, the things that you listen to. If the things that you listen to are the same things that these people listen to, or the same way that these people dress, or the same way that these people talk, then know that you are on an edge of destruction. You actually love these types of people. And that means you will be gathered with these types of people. These are the signs, the way that you dress and look and speak. For the person who loves the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how could they walk or talk or dress or look like, or like anything other than what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore or dressed or talked or looked like? It's impossible. It is a nature of man. that whomever you love, you begin to act like, you begin to speak like. It's normal. That is the way that you scale yourself. And depending on whom you are like, you will be gathered, my dear brothers and sisters. If you are like the kuffar, then you will be gathered with the kuffar. وَلَيَّادُ بِاللَّهِ. And the way that the mujrimeen, those who oppress themselves, the dhalama, the kuffar, will be gathered on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it. وَنَحْشُرُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ يَوْمَئِذٍ زُرْقًا. And we will gather those who have wronged themselves on the Day of Judgment, blue-colored. Blue-colored the kuffar will look like. They will have a blue face, blue complexion. Zurqa. And it's not just blue like the sky, it's an ugly, monstrous blue. A very terrifying blue type. Ugly blue. You know the blue? Monstrous blue? That's how they'll be gathered. وَنَحْشُرُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ يَوْمَئِذٍ زُرْقًا. Blue. As for the mutakabbirin, the ones who had pride, then guess how they will be gathered? They will be gathered, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says this in the Quran, they will be gathered like the ants. Literally. They'll be gathered as small and as tiny as ants. And you will be stepping on them. Because those who had pride, takabbur, they thought that they were big on earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather them like ants in the hereafter. This is also in the Quran. Like ants. You'll be stepping on them. Even if you're a Muslim, so-called Muslim as kibriya, you'll be gathered like an ant. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَيَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ ذَرَّةٌ مِّنْ كِبْرٍ. By the one who possesses my soul in his hands. None of you, no person will enter paradise who has an atom's worth of pride in his heart. Pride against Islam, pride against Allah. And they will be gathered like ants. You will step on them. And you will not know that they are under you. And they will call out, but you will not know that they are there. As for the mu'mineen and the believers, those who did well, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather them in places high on thrones. For example, those who memorized the Qur'an and acted by the Qur'an, then they will be raised on the Day of Judgment with crowns, that they will shine and everyone can see them from wherever they are. And they'll be gathered with shades. And there are those people who come under the shade of those seven types of people, which the Prophet ﷺ explained to us. A just leader, a person who were beautiful, and a woman with status who was beautiful, approached him to give herself into him in the haram, and he says, I fear Allah. Or two people who meet each other for the sake of Allah and depart for the sake of Allah. Or a man whose heart is clinged to the mosque, cannot ever leave the mosques. A person who remembered Allah in darkness when he was alone and his eyes overwhelmed with tears. Or a person who gives in charity with his right and his left will not know what his right gave in, meaning he gives it sincerely for the sake of Allah. Or a shabun nasha'a fi ibadatillah. Or a young man, a youth, a young person like everyone who's sitting here right now in front of me is a youth. Antum shabab, you are all shabab. Shabun nasha'a fi ibadatillah is raised in his life in the worship of Allah. You are raised in that worship. You will be under the shade of Allah. يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّكُ. Allah will make a shade special for you. On the Day of Judgment, you will be gathered underneath. As for the rest of the people, my dear brothers and sisters, then hayhat, hayhat. Far away are they from any protection. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that on the Day of Judgment, this earth will be changed different than the earth that you see now. And the sky that you see will be changed different than the sky that you see now. In some of the hadiths, it explains that the earth will be absolutely straight like the palm of your hand. There will be no valleys, there will be no mountains, no trees, nothing. In other hadiths, in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ explains, they will be like the base or like the surface of bread. Have you ever seen the surface of bread? That's how the earth will be like. And we will all be gathered. Our gathering place will be in Palestine, that place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather the bones and the bodies and every creature, animal and human being, and jinns. They will gather us in that place of Palestine. This is where our mahshar, Ardul Mahshar, as the Prophet ﷺ explained, that is the place where we'll be gathered and judged from. And the way that we'll be gathered is so close to each other, that we are so close to each other and so tight to one another, that a person will have no room other than just to look above. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ also said to Aisha, he said, on the Day of Judgment you will be gathered, حُفَاتٌ عُرَاهُ, barefooted and naked. The same way our mothers gave birth to us. No circumcision. Al-amru, the matter, ashaddu min an yanzura ba'duhum ila ba'd. Everyone is too busy than to look at one another. Imagine that. People running around naked. Can you stop yourself in this life than to look at them? Waran in the hereafter. No one will have the desire to look at anyone else because there is something far more important and threatening than to look at one another.
يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ.
On that day, every man will run away from his father and his mother and his wife and his partner and his children.
لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ.
For every person on that day, there will be a matter that will take over any of his concerns which he has for his mother or his father or his brother or his wife or his partner or his friend. On that day, the father will run away from you, and you will run away from your father, and your mother will run away from you. In fact, in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that on that day, when we will be standing or waiting for our judgment to happen, because the judgment doesn't happen straight away. It does not happen straight away, brothers and sisters. We just stand there and stand there waiting. Waiting. And every one of us runs to his father and his mother. And they run away from you. And you run away from them. Because you know that every single hasana, every single deed that you gathered in this world means the world to you. Because they will come asking you, Ya Bunay. It's in the hadith. The father will come to his son and say, Ya Bunay, Alam akun laka abun. Ra'in lak, wasn't I a father that took responsibility for you and looked after you and raised you? Alam a'tiyaka haqqaka fi dunya ya bunay wa qaddamtaka ala nafsi, and I put you in front of myself. And the son will say, Na'am ya abi, yes you did. And then the father will say, then this day give me only one hasana from your good deeds. That's all I ask of you. And the son, he says, Ya Abati, you can ask me for anything else, but I am afraid of the same thing that you are afraid from. Today, I need this hasana just as much as you do. Every person is only concerned about themselves, my dear brothers and sisters. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explains to us that we will stand waiting for the judgment. Allah is not there yet. He has not come to judge us. The angels are waiting for the commandment. The people are standing and waiting for their hisab. The animals are also gathered. The animals are gathered to be judged. Every single being will be judged. But we are waiting. Just waiting. And the sun is brought closer to our heads. كَقَدْرِ الْمِيلِ, as the Prophet ﷺ explains, like a mile or a meal. A very close distance. Imagine the sun being so close to that. Until some people, depending on their deeds, they will begin to sweat until their sweat goes beneath the ground 40 arm lengths. Some of them, their sweat reaches their knees. Some of them, their sweat reaches their hips. Others, their sweat reaches their shoulders. And some of them, they drown in their own sweat. And what kind of a sweat is this? It is a sweat that has been boiled by the sun. Boiling acid that drops, every acid that drops, imagine how hot that would be. Depending on the amount of deeds that you have, or the bad deeds that you have, is dependent upon how much sweat you'll be drowned in. وَلَيَّذُ بِاللَّهِ. And some people, they will be gathered blind. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in the Qur'an,
وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. قال ربي لما حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا. قال كذلك أتتك آياتي فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى.
And whoever avoids the remembrance of my signs, a verse comes to them and they avoid it. You tell them riba is haram and they ignore it. Don't abuse or give your wives their rights and they ignore it. Give your children their rights and they ignore it. Don't take the wealth which is haram and they ignore it. Don't steal and they ignore it. Don't lie, they ignore it. Pray your five daily prayers, they ignore it.
Don't swear and abuse during Ramadan and they ignore it. All of these things Allah says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. Whoever avoids my remembrance. And the verses, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَمْكَ. Listen carefully, brothers and sisters. Then he will have a life which Allah describes as ضَمْكَ, ضَمْكَ, ضَمْكَ. A life which is so tight, so narrow, an ugly, depressed life. You have no room out. The doors are all closed in front of you. مَعِيشَةً ضَمْكَ. You want to bring wealth into your life, but you can't get the wealth and it's in front of you. You earn and you earn, but it all goes away straight away. Your family is not clinging together. You are not able to control your wife or your children. Your life is in total depression. Not only that, وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And on the day of judgment will be, we'll gather this type of person blind. Blind. قَالَ رَبِّي لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَد كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Oh my Lord, he will say on the day of judgment, why did you gather me blind? And I used to see in this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا. Therefore, on that day, our verses came to you, فَنَسِيتَهَا, and you forgot it. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. And today you will also be forgotten. Many different ways and postures and ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathers people, depending on their deeds. And there are many other ways. But for the lack of time, we'll go beyond that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that we will be gathered on the day of judgment, فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةً. You will be gathered on the day of judgment on a day, one day, which is as long as 50,000 years. The day of judgment is as long as 50,000 years. Imagine that. How much do we live for? An average life of 60 or 70 years. We see that very long. People, they strive and they work for this future. And their retirement plan. Because it seems like such a long time. Imagine a day which is as long as 50,000 years. For God's sake, they're still finding prehistoric, finding bones of prehistoric animals that lived 50,000 years ago. We'll be gathered on a day which is as long as 50,000 years? No, 50,000 years before the judgment. Before the judgment. One companion, upon hearing this, he said, Ya Rasulullah, oh, innahu la zamanun taweel. It is such a long time, 50,000 years. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, and he said, Wallahi, innaha la'ala al-mu'min ka salatin sallaha fi dunya. For the believer, it will be as long as one prayer that he prayed on. Allah will make it as short as that. But it's 50,000 years for the kafir. Yani 50,000 years before Allah descends to judge him. And for the mu'min, as long as one prayer before Allah begins to judge him or her. Now, 50,000 years. While we are in the way of that, everyone gathers each other, and because of that long stay, we gather each other and then we say to each other, what are we going to do so that Allah can hurry up our judgment? For we all, and everyone is just waiting. For Jahannam is brought, hellfire is brought in front of everyone. This is in the meantime. And it has 70,000 rope-like chains. On every chain there will be 70,000 angels dragging Jahannam along. Dragging Jahannam. 70,000 ropes, upon every rope, 70,000 angels. They will be dragging Jahannam along. If one of them were to leave Jahannam, it will fall and it will burn everything inside. In the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَتْ نَارُ جَهَنَّمْ مِقْدَارَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. Yani when hellfire reaches the people, as far as 1,000 years journey away from the people, the kafir's eyes begin to pop out. They explode from the heat of Jahannam when it is at 1,000 years distance away. That's how strong its heat is. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Uqida 'ala an-nar." When Jibril alayhi salam came down once to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his face was pale. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ya Jibril, ma li araka hakadha? You look different today." And Jibril said, "Laqad ra'aytu an-nar li awwali marra." I saw hellfire for the first time. And he said, لَقَدْ أُوْكِدَ عَلَيْهَا أَلْفَ عَامٍ حَتَّى بِيَضَّتْ حَتَّى أَحْمَرَتْ ثُمَّ أُوْكِدَ عَلَيْهَا أَلْفَ عَامٍ حَتَّى بِيَضَّتْ ثُمَّ أُوْكِدَ عَلَيْهَا أَلْفَ عَامٍ حَتَّى سُوَدَّتْ فَهِيَ سَوْدَاءُ مُظْلِمَةً. 1,000 years, hellfire has been given fuel until it turned red, then another 1,000 years until it turned white, and then another 1,000 years until it turned black, for it is black, black, black hellfire. And it burns anything in sight as far as 1,000 years journey away. Or when hellfire reaches this 1,000 years of a journey, the people begin to hear its inspiration and expiration. You know, breathing in and breathing out. The breathing of hellfire, zafir wa shahid, Allah explains it to be. Zafir, meaning, and shahid, it's hungry. And it calls out, أين المجرمون? Where are those who wrong themselves? أين الكفرة? أين الفجرة? أين المتكبرون? أين الذين أكلوا مال اليتيم? Where are those who ate the wealth of the orphans? Bring them to me, those who pass the boundaries of Allah. Or when we hear this, the kuffar, or everyone, they fall down to their knees. And then we begin to give up, and we say, we gather each other and we say, let us just know where we are going to end up. In heaven, then in heaven. In hell, then in hell. But just waiting there is a torment on its own. So we all gather each other, as in the hadith, everyone. Muslims, mu'mins, kuffar, Jews, Christians, every single being. Except for the animals. We gather each other and then we say to each other, who can we go to intercede for us so that Allah can start judging us? We want to know whether we are going to receive our book in our right or receive our book in our left. We want to know where we are going to end up. Imagine that. You work for 4 years of your study at university, for example, and in the end, you wait for your results. You've worked really hard. This is your break. Just waiting for that exam result is strenuous on its own, is a torment on its own. So imagine awaiting to know whether you're going to end up in hellfire forever or end up in heaven forever. So we ask, who is going to intercede for us? And then people from amongst them, they will say, we remember that there was a man who was our father. He's a prophet of God and his name is Adam. Maybe he will intercede for us. So we go to Adam alayhi salam and we say, Ya Adam, Anta Abu al-Bashar, you are the father of all the beings. You are the one whom Allah created in paradise and he created you with his own hands. Intercede for us today. Then Adam alayhi salam looks at us and he will say, Ilaykum anni, ilaykum anni. Get away from me, get away from me. فَأَنَا أَخَافُ مِنَ الَّذِي تَخَافُونَ مِنْهُ الْيَوْمِ I fear the same thing that you are fearing today. لَقَدْ غَضِبَ رَبِّي غَضَبًا لَمْ يَغْضَبْ مِثْلَهُ قَبْلَ وَلَمْ يَغْضَبْ مِثْلَهُ بَعْدَ He has been so angry today that he has never been angry like this before. Nobody ever be angry like this after. إِلَيْكُمْ أَنِّي إِلَيْكُمْ أَنِّي لَقَدْ عَصَيْتُ اللَّهَ فَأَكَلْتُ مِنَ الشَّجَرَ I disobeyed Allah and I ate from the tree. How can I meet Allah today? Go to another prophet. Go to Nuh. So we go to Nuh alayhi salam and we ask him, Ya Nuh, you are the second father of mankind. And you lived for 950 years, calling your people to Islam. Ask Allah to forgive us. Sorry, to intercede. We ask Allah to start His judgment for us and intercede for us. And He says the same thing as what Adam alayhi salam says. And He says, إِلَيْكُمْ عَنِّي إِلَيْكُمْ عَنِّي أَنَّ رَبِّكَ غَضِبَ غَضَبًا لَمْ يَغْضَبْ مِثْلَهُ قَبْلَهُ وَلَمْ يَغْضَبْ مِثْلَهُ بَعْدَ Allah is so angry today. He's never been angry like this before. Never will He ever be angry like this after. Go to another messenger. إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ عَلَى قَوْمِي I asked Allah to perish my people. How can I meet Him today? So we go to the next messenger, and then he says the same thing. And we go to another messenger, and the one after him, and they all say exactly the same thing. Until we reach Isa alayhi salam. And we say, Ya Isa, Ya Jesus, you were born without a father. And Allah gave you miracles. And you received the scriptures. And you are raised to Allah. Intercede for us, Ya Isa, for you are our last hope. And Isa alayhi salam says, Ilaykum anni, ilaykum anni. I fear the same thing that you are fearing. لَقَدْ اتَّخَذُونِي إِلَٰهًا مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ The people took me as a god instead of Allah. How am I supposed to meet him today? He says, go to another, the last messenger. I think he will be able to intercede for you. His name is Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I would like to remind you that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that every messenger Allah had asked him what he would like. And Allah gave them what they wanted. So for example, Sulaiman asked for a kingdom that no one would ever have like this kingdom after him. And Allah gave him that kingdom. But Musa alayhi salam, he asked, Ya Rabbi, give me my own ummah for myself. And Allah gave him his own ummah. But when Musa alayhi salam saw the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya Rabbi, make me one of the ummah of the Prophet alayhi salam. Every messenger was given something, except for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah asked him and he said, Ya Abdi Muhammad, ask for anything you like, I will give it to you. You want to live forever? I can let you live forever. You want like whatever I gave to the messengers, I will give you. And you know what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for? This is why we love him the most. He said, Ya Rabbi, la as'aluka illa an tarhama ummati. I ask you for nothing else except to give mercy to my ummah. But that's the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Us, his ummah, his ahbab, his beloveds, those who believed in him and never saw him, and his companions. So on the Day of Judgment, when we approach the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is our last hope, we call out to him and we say to him, Ya Muhammad, Ya Rasulallah, Anta Habibullah, Wa Unzila alayka al-Qur'an, you are the beloved of Allah, and the Qur'an was sent to you. You are our last hope, intercede for us, so that Allah can begin the judgment. And you know what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says? He stands up in front of all of the people, and he calls out, and he says, Ana laha, Ana laha, Ana laha. I am the one for this situation. I am the one for this position. I am the one. Ana laha. Subhanallah. Then he goes up to the sirat, and he stands up, and then he prostrates to Allah. But before then, as in the tafsir ibn Kathir, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains to us that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls out to Allah and he prostrates, everyone is still behind him. He prostrates down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then everyone behind him prostrate behind him. Except for the disbelievers and the munafiqeen. The munafiqeen are the hypocrites who used to say we are Muslims, but really they were not. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ. On that day they will be called to prostrate to Allah, but then they will not be able to, those munafiqeen. Their backs will be made like steel and they will fall flat on their faces. And the mu'mineen, these ummah will all prostrate behind him. As for the disbelievers, the Jews, the Christians, the fire worshippers, all of them, the love, an angel comes down and it is called out to them. And it will be said to them, اِذْهَبُوا إِلَىٰ إِلَٰهِكُمْ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ. Go to the God that you used to worship. So the Jews, they go out looking for their God, and the Christians go out looking for their God. Those who worship the cow go out looking for their cow, and those who worship the fire, they go out looking for the fire, and those who worship the sun, they go out looking for the sun, and those who worship the male genitals, they go out looking for that. Because there are people who worship that. Subhanallah. Allah created us with a mind, but they refuse except to have the brain of less than an animal. And they all go out looking for their gods. And they will not respond to them. This is in the Quran. They will not respond to them. قُلْ اِدْعُوا الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Allah will say, call those who you worship other than God. فَلَا يَسْتَجِبُونَ لَكُمْ. لا, they will not respond to them. And when we prostrate to Allah, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, في ذلك اليوم ينزل الله. Allah will descend. ينزل الله. Allah will descend. And his mercy begins to overwhelm him. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ رَحْمَةِ غَلَبَتْ غَضَبِ. My mercy has overcome my anger. He cannot bear it, but his mercy will always overcome. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prostrates, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I prostrate to Allah, only Allah knows how long I do. وَيُعَلِّمَنِ اللَّهُ كَلِمَاتٍ لَمْ أَحْفَظَ إِلَّا يَوْمَئِذٍ. I do not memorize these words except on that day, I say them while I'm prostrating to Allah. And then I begin to ask Allah many things, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends, and then his mercy begins to overcome, and his anger flies away. And then he calls out to me and he says, Ya Muhammad, irfa ra'sak, washfa' dushafa' was'al du'a. Ya Muhammad, lift your head and intercede, I will give you intercession. Was'al du'a, and ask for anything, I will give you. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifts his head and he stands on the sirat, the bridge which is displayed over hellfire. And then he lifts his arms up and he says, Ya Rabbi ummati, ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati, ummati. Oh my Lord, my nation. Save them, Ya Rabb. Give them mercy, Ya Rabb. Give them mercy, Ya Rabb. Allahumma. رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آتي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الوسيلة للفضيلة وابعث اللهم المقام المحمود الذي وعدته إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. This is a dua which every one of us should learn, brothers and sisters. At the end of the adhan, we say this. Oh Allah, bring the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم on the position which you promised us for him to have, for him to intercede for us. إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. Oh Allah, you never go against your promise. And when he calls out, he says, يا ربي أمتي أمتي. Then all of a sudden, as in the hadith, the sky becomes black. We look up above us and we see, to our amazement, books. Books flying in the air. Millions and trillions of books flying in the air. So fast. They fly in the air, and while everyone is looking up, all of a sudden they begin to drop the books, one by one. They fly until they reach on top of a certain person's head, and then they drop. And then they begin to land in our hands. Now here there is a difference. They drop one by one, but not all at the same time. Some people, they receive their book and they catch it in their left hand. And others, they catch it in their right. Whoever catches their book in their left is doomed. And whoever catches their book in their right will enter paradise. This is in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. As for those who receive their book in their right hand. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَاؤُمْ اقْرَءُوا كِتَابِيَهْ إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهْ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. As for those who receive their book in their right, then they will call out and say among the people, Ha! Hey, everyone, stand up, read my book! أُمُقْرَأُوا كِتَابِيَةِ إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَةِ. I thought they were surely doomed. You know, when you receive your report, and your exam shows that you have received the highest grades, high distinctions, then you begin to show your friends, look what I got, and you show your family, and you show the imam at the mosque, and you show your peers. That's what they say on the Day of Judgment. إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. Allah says, then he will be in a blissful, wonderful life, فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ, in a high place of paradise, قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةٍ, its fruits are well, are dangling down, easy to reach. كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. Eat and drink as a result, and a reward for what you have left behind you in this khaliya life, Allah calls it. This life which is khaliya, which was temporary, which was never lasting. وَأَمَّامًا أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. And as for the one who receives his book in his left hand, فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَهُ. I wish that I had never received my book. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَهُ. And I never asked to know what my judgment was. Do you remember when we were going around asking for intercession? So that Allah can judge us? When they receive their book in their left, they call it and they say, oh, we wish we had never asked for this judgment to happen. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَةِ. I wish that this was to be an end for me. And I wish that I would die instead of being judged. And then it will be called out to him. And he will say, and someone will call out and they will say, أَيْنَ سُلْطَانُكَ. Where are these people who you used to look up to? And he will say, هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَ. My sultan has died, passed. And before that they ask him, where is your wealth? And he will say, مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَ. My wealth could not benefit me anything today. And they will ask him, where is your sultan? Where are those power that you had? And he will say, my power did not benefit me anything. A voice is called out and it will say, خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ. Take him! Take him and dig him inside of hellfire. In the hadith it says, once it's called out, khudu, when Allah says khudu, take him, immediately 50 angels, they come and they run and they gather around him with chains that are placed, wal'iyadu billah, into his anus and taken out through his nostrils. And with claws of brass, they bring him along the sirat and then they throw him inside of hellfire. And these claws of brass, they enter into his head and into his feet. And they throw him inside of hellfire. All of a sudden, he's transformed into this humongous being. That his tooth at the back is the size of the mountain of Uhud. And his skin is made into 30 years of journey. For a person who is riding on his horse, his skin is made into that width. So that he may feel the torment of hellfire. Now in the meantime, there are people who see this happening in front of them. And their books have not been received yet. So what do? They put their left hand behind their backs. Thinking that they will receive their books in their right. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ. And as for those who receive their books behind their backs, they are these people. فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا. They will start crying and calling out thubur. Yani, saying, oh my Lord, please give me mercy. Oh my Lord, if you return me back, I will do better. Oh my Lord, give me another chance. Oh my Lord, oh my Lord, oh my Lord. قُلْ ادْعُوا ثُبُورًا كَثِيرًا. Allah says, call out many thubur, many of these. Cry up so much. You have been given that chance. If we were to return you once more, then you will do the same thing, Allah says to them. Haven't I given you a chance before? And my warners came to you, they will say, yes, Ya Rab. And they will say, didn't I warn you? And say, yes, Ya Rab. Didn't I tell you this day will come? And they'll say, yes, Ya Rab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and then they admit everything. And in the hadith it says that not a single person will be entered into hellfire until Allah convinces them that they are worthy of it. As for those people, then now the judgment begins as well. Now these people, this kuffar, they end up in hellfire. As for those who are Muslims, who disobeyed Allah, for example, did not pray, or delayed their prayers, or delayed their fasting, or did not obey their parents, and so on and so on, or ate the riba, they took riba and usury, the major sins. Then anyone who dies with a major sin, brothers and sisters,